Welcome to a crash course in Central Asian style throat singing. Now, as you develop these techniques, you'll find that what will serve you best is listening closely to throat singing that you like and learning to hear those elements of sound in your own voice, and then connecting those sounds with the muscles in your throat so you can learn how to bring them out more fully. But that is your own path to discover. What you will get from this CD is a little guidance in avoiding the most common beginner's pitfalls and some techniques to help you discover how to get your throat to do those unusual things you want it to do. Types of throat singing appear in various cultures utilizing a variety of techniques. What we will cover on this CD is the Central Asian folkloric styles. These appear in Western Mongolia and the southern Siberian provinces of Tuva, Altai, and Hakhazia that form Russia's border with Western Mongolia. Though we won't cover Tibetan chant specifically, many of the techniques that you will begin to develop through following the guidelines on this CD can be used in Tibetan chant if that is your desire. On this CD, I'll be using the terminology and techniques most commonly found in the province of Tuva. Specifically, we will cover the three core techniques of throat singing, those being kume, Kargara, and Sigut. Another hybrid style that is often confused with Central Asian kume and sagut is what is known as Western overtone style. In our time, its development is credited to folks like David Hikes and Jim Cole, who were seeking to incorporate throat singing into their ambient and meditative musical soundscapes. They developed a simple technique that mimics the Central Asian styles, but is very limited in diversity of usage, as it relies heavily on a very narrow jaw position and lip movement to get the harmonic tones. Basically, all you need to do for Western overtone style is to sing wee-oo while pushing the tongue up to the palate, and you'll get something that sounds like this. Though this is a quick road to harmonics, I'd suggest avoiding it at first, as the sounds you get on the first day will be the same sounds you'll have a year later, and it can lead to habits that make developing a good Central Asian style voice a little difficult. Western overtone style focuses on the mouth, lips, and the tip of the tongue, while Central Asian styles focus on the chest, throat, and root of tongue, only using the tongue tip and lips to add ornamentations and extra rhythms. So, why don't we get started?
Hey, shoot